Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Hey, good morning and welcome to the pre-show. It is Wednesday, June 18th. It's 5:31. Thanks for being here. We've got the whole gang here. We've got Julian. We've got Steph. Good morning, you guys. How are you guys doing this morning?
I feel great.
Yeah? Are you used to this Vegas heat yet?
I think 3 days in, I don't want to say I'm getting used to it, but it's not as bad.
You get used to it fast, I think. I actually get cold when I go to other cities now. It's like 80 degrees and I'm like, it's freezing. What's going on? So your blood gets thinner.
Yeah, it does.
And you start just acclimating to it.
And then don't forget, Mercedes is from Colorado. So when like the winter time, she's like, I don't know how I survived.
I know.
Like, how cold would it get in Denver?
Oh my gosh, I'm like below zero.
Wow.
It would get really, really cold. So I love the heat. I am all about it. I even turned my seat warmer on this morning driving into the station.
No, you didn't.
I swear to God, I did. I always drink my protein shake on the way into the station, but when I drink it, I get really cold, and so I turn on the heat warmer or the seat warmer this morning.
Can I tell you, the mornings are the best. I love it. It's like it says 88, 90 in my car temperature-wise, but honestly, it feels to me like 70. It is the best.
It's a whole new world, Julian. You come from rainy Seattle, and look at what you're like walking on sunshine here.
I feel like a whole new man.
Did you go do your exploring and stuff yesterday? I like finding out like where you go and what you're checking out.
I have so much for you.
Oh gosh, we got to save some of it for the show. But give us a brief rundown.
Yeah.
Went out to Chinatown, did some exploring, and I have something to share with you for a little bit later. Someone knows you.
Someone knows me?
Kind of, sort of.
How is that possible?
Well, they think they know you. How about that?
I love it. I love it. I can't wait to hear everything that's going on. It's so fun to have you join the show. And if you're just tuning in, this is Julian, and he's a permanent part of the show, so we're really excited. How you doing, Steph?
I'm good. I'm getting ready. I told you I'm going to San Diego this weekend for a wedding reception. So they just got married in Hawaii, and they're coming back. I believe they're coming back to San Diego today. I have the bride's location, so I'm like stalking her on Find My. I'm like, oh my God, I can't wait to see her on Saturday. And me and my husband know them because we dance with them on a dance team together back home. Oh. And so when we get together, like when there's a reunion of our dance team, it gets really wild.
Oh, no. I can't wait.
So I will have stories on Monday. And it's just one of those things, like, you know, when you go back home, it's not the place, it's the people.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm most looking forward to, is seeing just everybody and getting back together. And what I love about this wedding is they have an invite list that you can see who's going.
Oh, that's the best. Yes. You know who you'll be hanging out with.
And I know almost 80% of the people, and there are going to be 100 people going to this.
How fun is that going to be?
Hang on real quick. So wait, when you say you can see in advance?
Yeah, so it's not like a normal, they're not doing a traditional wedding. They sent they basically called us. They're like, hey, so we're getting married, but we're doing a really, really small wedding, but we want to have a reception and you and James are invited.
So that's like an evite that they sent
exactly,
out?
Exactly, like a little evite. Everyone sees who's going. It's called Partyful, P-A-R-T-I. F-U-L. It's one of these news sites that I've never really been a part of. But when you go at a Partyful and you RSVP, you can see everybody saying going, maybe RSVP'd and all
okay,
that stuff.
Okay, got
so,
it.
Yeah.
I was supposed to go to a wedding this weekend, but I got uninvited to it. This was a whole long story we talked about on the show, but like, long story short, one of my old neighbors in my neighborhood when I was a kid growing up invited me to the wedding. We got the invitation. I like saved the date, all of that, put it in the calendar, and then randomly checking her stories on Instagram one day, and she's just, it was like something like, we're making the wedding smaller thanks to all of those that understand or something like that.
It's crazy.
But I never heard anything. Like, she never reached out to me. So I was like, so I messaged her. I was like, hey, are we still good? She's like, oh, I'm so sorry. We had to make the guest list smaller. I hope you understand.
No,
she
did not do this. Yeah. Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
But it gets better. It gets better. She then sent out a new round of invites, which I was not on. That's fine. You made it smaller. But my sister, she got on the new round of invites. So my sister got invited to the wedding, the new revamped smaller wedding, which she wasn't invited to the first round, but I was. And so we basically flip-flop. But sure. I talked to my sister this week, and she's not going. So neither of us are going.
Oh, she's not.
Yeah,
oh,
she's
darn
like,
it.
She's like, I didn't feel right. It just feels weird that like I would go and you didn't go. So she's like, that whole thing was weird. So she's not going either.
Oh, so Julian, get this. While she was telling us on the air about all this, the listeners are the best. They're like, why doesn't your sister go? And her plus one is bring Mercedes.
Oh, that's smart.
And like kind of like this weird passive-aggressive confrontation. Yes. The bride.
We were not up for that. It would ruin the day for the bride.
Yeah. In my mind, I'd be like, but she doesn't really, she kind of, you know, uninvited me. But I have so many questions. I don't want to make the conversation longer. But,
yeah. I'm here to answer anything. Maybe we can bring it up later. But
let's
I was thinking about this weekend. I'm like, this was the weekend I was supposed to go to LA, rented a car, got a hotel room, all that stuff. It was such a mess. But yeah, as you can tell, we have a lot to get to this morning. Definitely stick around. Don't forget, 7:30, Mega Minute. We've got those tickets to New Kids on the Block. That is on the way. But right now, let's do it. Let's start the show with a pre-show. You pick them. You guys get to pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear Hey Jealousy by the Gin Blossoms?
Hey Jealousy. Hey Jealousy. Hey Jealousy.
Do you want to hear Story of My Life by One Direction?
The story of my life, I take her home. I drive on.
Or do you want to hear Milkshake by Khalees?
My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard, and they're like, it's better than yours. Damn right, it's better than yours. I could teach you, but I have to.
Those are your choices. You can vote right now. Tweet us on X or Threads at Mercedes in the AM. You can vote on our Facebook page. That's Mercedes in the Morning. Or just text or call us right now. 702-364-9400. We'll count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the Morning. Okay, Steph brought something up off the air, and honestly, it makes a lot of sense. It might cause a little drama in your house, but it's about bathroom rules. The ones that no one really talks about, but definitely enforces. So explain what. And this isn't like your original theory. You got this off of social media, right?
I did. And I'm wondering if this is why my dad did it. Maybe he still does it, but for sure growing up, he did this. So there's this guy going viral on Instagram, and he is saying that men should be peeing sitting down because it doesn't splash everywhere.
Okay, let's listen to the audio here. One second.
Men should not pee standing up in their own house. Men, sit your ass down. You know damn well, do not lie, that when you pee into a normal toilet bowl, it splatters everywhere. All around the rim, further out, if you even bother to look, it splashes.
Okay, so I can't really comment on this. Steph, you can't really comment.
Right.
Julian, how you doing?
I can't really comment on this either.
Why?
So I guess that's the end of the bit. okay, number one, that dude needs to calm down. It's not that serious. And actually, false. Look, this morning, I stand up. I've been standing up for my entire life. And it depends, but I usually don't have that issue, and even if it does, I just wipe it off with bathroom toilet paper.
Well,
so what? I don't understand the big deal.
I think that I wish more men would do this. I love this idea. You wipe it with toilet paper. That's great. But let's be honest, it's just kind of spreading it out in the area that you're, unless you're using like an antibacterial wipe or something like that.
No, but my husband, when he goes to the bathroom, especially the first pee in the morning, it's like a hose.
Oh my gosh.
I can hear
it. I don't know
it.
If I wanted to visualize that, but I just did. Poor James.
I just hear it and I'm like, oh my god. And I can only imagine, and I can see like from the crack of the bathroom door he's getting the toilet paper and cleaning it up. But I think this is a genius idea for guys. Pee sitting down.
Is it a thing, Julian, where it's like you feel like you're less of a man if you sit?
No, but that's a great question. I can see how some men may feel that way. For me, it's about restraint and direction. So I'll say that one more time. You tell James, Steph, restraint and direction. It's sometimes you just kind of need to focus. And in the morning, I understand a lot of us, we just, oh, okay, I don't care. I'm just going to everywhere. But that's what I'm saying. It's about just calm down and just point it one way. That's all I'm saying.
I mean, pointing it sometimes, even if you're the direction, it's still a hose. It goes everywhere.
Do you guys remember in the summer when you would run through the sprinklers and there was that one sprinkler that you put on that had all the arms? Yeah. that's all I'm picturing right now is James going to the bathroom. It's Mix 94.1.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. And now, here's your host, Mercedes!
Good morning and welcome to the show. It is 6:03. It's Wednesday, June 18th. Thanks so much for being here with us as we get things going. Made it to midweek. You made it to Wednesday, Julian. Do you still want to stay on the show?
Oh my gosh, I feel so alive. This is just the beginning. I don't know how it feels for y'all, but this is just the beginning for me. That's honestly how I feel.
We feel the same way. We just love your energy. You're so much fun. You work hard. You are just such a fun person to be around. So I'm glad that you're liking it so far. Let's hope the honeymoon phase doesn't work.
Right. He's like, let's check back
fast
in 90
forward
days.
3 months.
These girls, man, they're a lot.
So what did you do yesterday? Did you check things out here in Vegas? What's going on?
Yeah, I hit up Chinatown and I had to get short people problems. I had to get some pants altered.
Oh,
yeah.
Did you find a good alterations person?
I went to Sport Cuts.
Sport Cuts.
Not the haircut place. Sport Cut Alterations.
But I didn't know. I this whole time I thought when you referred to Sports Cuts, you went and got your haircut yesterday.
Yeah, no, on Spring Mountain, they do both. They do alterations and haircuts. It's kind of a twofer.
What?
Mercedes. Yeah.
They like chop, chop pants, chop, chop hair.
It's hilarious.
The same exact scissors that too, probably.
That's so funny.
And I was collecting some audio for the show while I was, you know, getting the pants altered. And one of the ladies that works there, she saw my Instagram. And she saw you on it, and she, no lie, she went berserk.
No.
Yeah, no, I'm serious. She said, Mercedes, Mix 94.1, big show, love show, love the show. And her daughter, her name is Yen, by the way, her daughter either goes to the same school as one of your daughters or did. It's Las Vegas Day.
Yes. Yeah. They both went there, so I don't really know which daughter it was.
Okay. But,
So they listen to the show. Does she know you're a part of the show now?
Did you tell her? I had to tell her. Yeah, she doesn't know why.
Awesome.
She didn't know why I was. Yeah, so I had to show her my Instagram to say, listen, look, 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 it's me. I'm not creepy.
I swear.
Oh, that's so cool.
She loves you.
Well, that I love her. You have to bring her in for a little tour of the station sometime.
I don't know about all that. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
I love, you're so friendly. Like you, it seems like you make friends with people very easily.
Well, you know, what I learned, and I didn't start off this way. I mean, I just think in time, that's the way, you know, the world works, right? You know, people will gravitate to you if you show positivity and love. And if you don't do that, it's not so much.
Have you I've noticed you've made friends with my husband early on already.
Yeah.
Yesterday, Matt was on the phone with Julian all day, and you were leaving him voice memos because I couldn't hear him play them. I could hear him playing them.
Here's why. And I'm in traffic. I'm at a stoplight, and I don't like texting a lot. And he sends a sometimes pretty lengthy text messages, and I love it. They're very descriptive. I like to get it all done in one voice message. But I've never met the man. I feel like I've known him for years. Like, I can't explain why. I just feel like it's so much easier. Have y'all noticed that? The barrier to be friends with dudes is so much easier and just so much, I mean, you speak on it. It just seems very different, but definitely a lot easier.
I would agree with that because I noticed my husband, he can make friends like that.
Yes.
Like, just so easy. Guys don't have that wall up. And I think the reason why, and I hate that women are like this, sometimes we're so competitive with each other that we are too scared to like let down those walls initially. And that's what I think we could learn a real lesson from you guys.
But what are you competitive about? Like, let's say you're at a restaurant and you compliment someone you don't know, you know, she's dressed extremely well and say, hey, I really like that outfit. What's the big deal? That could strike up a conversation. It could not. I
do that a lot. I like to throw out random compliments, but the reaction varies. Sometimes you get someone that's like, oh my gosh, thank you. I got it here. Da, da, da. Other times you can tell that person is completely weirded out by you.
Uh-huh.
And I think that makes me nervous to throw out those compliments, you know?
I think it's easier for women to be friends with other women if they're introduced in the same friend group. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Versus like, oh, we're all strangers. Everyone's guards are kind of up. Like, what are our common ground? I think us women, we need a common ground first before we become closer.
Why is that? But I just never understood why.
I don't know. I think it's what Mercedes said. Maybe it's the competition in us. And I don't think that
competition.
I don't know if the word competition is the right word.
Yeah, because I don't feel that competition, but I know a lot of women do.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's more like, They want to size you up. Like, what are you all about? Like, what's your MO here? Why are you trying to be friends with me? Why are you trying to talk to me? And guys are like, you like shoes? I like shoes.
Yeah.
Let's be friends, you know?
That's all it takes.
And that's where I really want to be more like a guy.
Sometimes. You know, guys do have it easier in a lot of ways, and that's one of them.
I know. It's so funny. Well, we have so much coming up on the show this morning. You don't want to miss it. 8:20, we're playing Heads Up, and we have your tickets to see Shakira. Of course, it's 7:30, the Mega Minute with your New Kids on the Block tickets and their residency. It opens up this weekend. Not only do these tickets get you in the door, but you're also going to be entered into the grand prize drawing where you could be sitting on stage with the band and get meet and greet passes. So, like, this is just so huge. Don't miss that. And coming up next, we have What's Trending. He is the first American-born pope, but that is not even the most surprising thing about him. New research just revealed some very unexpected names in Pope Leo's family tree. And let's just say the next Vatican family reunion could be very interesting. We'll talk about all that coming up next in What's Trending.
Are you guys ready?
All right, let's check in on the hot topics. Trending.
Mercedes in the Mornings, What's Trending? What's Trending on Mix 94.1.
Well, Pope Leo the 14th is trending this morning. What a weird thing to be trending, but it is. He's reportedly related to a very surprising list of celebrities and political figures. So genealogists from the Cuban Genealogy Club of Miami and the American Ancestors, they traced his whole lineage and they found out that he shares distant ancestors with Justin Bieber.
What?
And Madonna. No way.
It's like a double whammy.
I know. That's pretty huge. So the connection comes with their French-Canadian roots, which date back all the way to the 16th century. But it also, it doesn't stop there. So he's also related to Angelina Jolie, Hillary Clinton, Canadian leaders Pierre and Justin Trudeau. Like, he comes from a star-bound lineage here.
Absolutely. He went from a big deal to, like, an even bigger deal.
Yeah, like, he's already the Pope. But do you guys know if you're related to anyone famous? Is there any famous lineage in your history?
I texted my mom just now, and she said Zhang Guangfeng is a famous high-ranking state official in the late Qin Dynasty in China. Ooh. You need to Google and learn where your background comes from.
I don't know nothing about your heritage.
Thanks, Mom. How about you?
I'm a descendant of King Sancho the IV of Spain. Ooh. So I there's some royalty lineage in my family, apparently. My aunt, she went through this phase where she was all into the 23andMe thing, and she went all the way back, and she even sent me the outline just like how it goes. And yeah, I guess there's a Spanish king that I'm related to.
Didn't you say in a past life you felt like you were a part of royalty? Didn't you say something like that to me either on or off the air?
Yeah, no, it's probably off the air, honestly. But I always felt like, do you ever feel like you did live a past life, and like, do you ever flash to it? Because sometimes I flash and I feel like I wasn't the royalty, but I was the people that were hung out with the
like
royalty.
Like the associated.
Like the high, the well-to-do ladies,
but I wasn't
quite the royalty.
Ah, like in Bridgerton, like they have the dukes and the duchesses, and they have the ladies.
Like
that
the ladies
help
in waiting.
Yes.
And yeah, like I felt like I was one of those at some point.
No. Go ahead. Sorry.
No, I just. What do you think you were?
Nobody.
No.
I was just thinking for you. You should act like royalty. Can you imagine if you just walked around like royalty and said, "Do you know where my lineage comes from?"
My gosh.
And had a sign like that totally speaks your character.
I need the best table in the restaurant. You know, I come from royalty.
Sancho, you know who he is, right?
Yeah. Anybody here know Sancho? And that's what's trending. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. Let's be honest, sports mascots are getting very weird. Somewhere along the way, we went from like tigers and eagles to like blobs and bananas.
Like, it's true.
It's crazy. So yesterday was National Mascot Day, and in honor, we are playing a game called Mascot or Mask Not. Are you guys ready?
I like this name.
I'm so excited.
Mascot or Mask Not.
Yes. Okay. You tell me if this is a real mascot or if this is just something I made up in a fever dream, okay? I will go back and forth between the two of you. The first one who can get 3 correct will win, okay?
Prize.
We're on our
the
own
prize
team.
Will be the loser has to buy the other one a coffee.
Okay.
I love that.
I like that I too. That. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So, Julian, usually we do ladies first around here, but since you're new to the show, we're going to give you the first shot. Are you ready to go?
I am so ready. And by the way, I just got to say, I'm sorry, Steph.
Oh, wow. Oh, the competition is on, Julian.
It is on.
Day 3.
All right. Mascot or mask not? The Fighting Okra. The Fighting Okra is from Delta State University. It's a very angry okra. Okras. Is that a mascot or is that a mask not?
Okras do get mad and they are feisty. It is mask not.
That is wrong. It is an actual mascot at Delta State University.
Are we talking okra like the green vegetable?
Yeah.
The
vegetable. Really? Look it up. Look it up. It's,
no
it's
kidding.
Their official secondary mascot, but it is a mascot. So sorry, Julian, if you didn't get that one right. All right.
Steph, you can have that. All right.
Steph, mascot or mask not? From the Omaha Omelets, which is a women's roller derby team, Yoko the Egg.
Yoko
the egg from the Omaha Omelets. Is that a mascot or is that a mask not?
I am going to say it is a mascot, and because it's so clever, I could see a roller derby team and their mascot is on roller derbies and they're playing.
Yoko the egg, mascot or mask not? You say mascot?
Yes.
You are incorrect. I made that up.
No. That's really good, though. That's really believable.
Yeah. Wow. Creative.
All right. It's 0-0, you guys. Jeez. Come on now. Okay, okay. All right. Here we go, Julian. Okay. Barry the Bunyan. Now, this is from a AAA baseball team, the Toledo Footnotes. Is Barry the Bunyan a mascot or a mask not?
Yeah, that's easy. That's mask not.
You are correct.
Oh, wow.
I made up Barry the Bunyan.
I knew that. It was too, it sounded great to the tongue, rolled off the tongue, but it was a little too.
Okay. All right.
It was good though.
Let's go with you, Steph.
Okay.
All right. Otto the Orange from Syracuse University.
Oh,
is Otto the Orange a mascot or a mask not?
Oh my God, my friend graduated from her master at Syracuse, but I can't remember.
You don't even know, Seth?
I don't know.
Terrible friend.
They do have an orange logo, though. So I'm going to go with my gut. I'm going to say it is a mascot.
Otto the Orange is a mascot. Yes. All right. Okay. It's tied 1-1.
Let's do it.
Okay, Julian.
Yeah.
Big Red from Western Kentucky University. It's basically a red blob who's iconic, enthusiastic. Big Red, mascot or mask not?
Yeah, that's easy. That's mascot.
Is that correct?
Yeah. Oh, wow. Okay, Julian.
You know what's crazy? Remember off the air, I told you I remember certain things, but I don't remember a lot. Just only very specific things. And for some reason, I remember that. Seriously.
I'm impressed because I didn't even know what that was. Yeah. I had to look that one up. Okay. Steph, from the Midwest Mashers, which is a junior softball league, Tina the Tater Tot. Is that a mascot or a mask not?
That sounds way too foolish to be a mascot. So I'm going to say it is a mask not.
That is correct.
Yeah, baby.
Oh my gosh, it's tied 2-2 here. Okay. Julian. There is an indoor football team in Santa Clara called the Santa Clara Credit Crushers, and their mascot is Chompy the Mortgage Shark. Is that a mascot or a mask not?
This would be really embarrassing if I don't get this. I lived in the Bay Area.
Do you remember the Santa Clara Credit Crushers, the indoor football team?
I've never heard of them.
No.
Mask not.
Is Chompy the Mortgage Shark a mask not? Yes,
wow.
You are correct.
Okay.
That was totally made up. Okay, Steph, here's the deal. You either have to get this next one to tie, or if you get it wrong, then we have our winner, and it is Julian.
No pressure, all right? No pressure.
From Wichita State University, Woo Shock. Woo Shock, a very buff bundle of wheat. That is Woo Shock. Is Woo Shock a mascot or a mask not?
Okay, Kansas, I have family there. There is a lot of hay. But would they make a mascot out of hay? Woo-shaw.
Woo-shock.
Woo-shock. Oh, because it's a shark?
No, shock. Like, I shocked you.
Okay.
Woo-shock.
I'm going with my gut. I'm saying that it's a mask not.
For the tie or the win for Julian, is woo-shock a mask not?
No!
He is a real mascot! Your first official win on the show. Congratulations.
I need a rematch. I want a rematch tomorrow at this time.
I'm getting I'm getting so parched. I would love a coffee right now.
You know what? Yes, I will buy you a coffee, Julian.
Oh, and man. Now she's going to Google Wooshock and see how buff this pile of wheat is.
Can I just add something real quick?
What is
the
it?
Key to it is if it sounds too ridiculous usually, or it rolls off the tongue like the bunion one, usually it's going to be, that was my strategy, usually it's going to be a mask knot.
Well, just here's a bonus one for you. What about Dusty the Mop from the Tacoma Janitors? They're a pro floor hockey team.
Yeah, for some reason, I know that's mascot.
That is actually a mask knot. So you're...
it's a mask knot. I said that. It's a mask knot. Right. You ready? Hot.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Some sad news this morning. Ariana Grande's grandma, Marjorie Grande, her Nona, she passed away. Mm-hmm. She was 99 years old. She reposted her mom on Instagram stories, and she said that she passed away peacefully in her home. She was surrounded by her family and loved ones for every moment of her last few weeks. She was very well known to Ari's fans, for sure.
Yeah.
I think everyone saw her posting about her on social media, but she was also known for her music because she was featured on a couple of songs from Ariana Grande. In March last year, she became the oldest star to chart on the Billboard Hot 100 at 98 years old when she was on her track Ordinary Things. And that hit number 55 on the charts. So
I love this. I mean, I love their relationship, especially since being just a huge Ari fan. It was so special to see is when her Nona went to watch the Wicked movie and she would look at like Ari and she would look at the big screen. It's one of those moments where like, oh my God, it makes me miss my grandma.
She was everyone's grandma. It seemed like. But it makes me happy that she got to see her granddaughter be Glinda in Wicked.
Yes.
Like, she got to see that.
Original, too. She watched the original Wizard of Oz from when she was a kid.
Yeah.
Nona. And then she's now watching her granddaughter be Glinda. So imagine that little full circle moment.
Mm-hmm. It's so sad. But yeah, so that's what's going on there. Also this morning, Netflix, they are opening a chain of entertainment venues. And Netflix House is going to open near Philadelphia, Dallas, and right here in Las Vegas. It's going to be more than 100,000 square feet, and it's going to have experiences for you to be a part of, inspired by Wednesday, Squid Game, One Piece, Stranger Things, along with a bunch of other shows. And then Philly and Dallas will include a Netflix Bites restaurant, which we already have here over at the MGM. So that's going to be kind of cool.
So essentially, as a Netflix house, it's going to have a lot of those brands that you talked about. You just go walk around, go to each room and kind of experience it immersively, et cetera.
Yeah, like a Squid Game one.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Oh, yeah, red light, green light.
No, I'm good. I would get
with a rubber bullet.
Something no.
like that. What is one of your favorite Netflix shows? Do you guys have a favorite or something that you're really into? What maybe one of them that I just mentioned?
Ooh. Squid Game for sure.
That was such a good
show. No, I can't watch Squid Game. It was too much for me. Too bloody.
Yeah, but to play in, it's not real.
It's not?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. Come on.
Based on a true story.
But to play into it, that wouldn't be more exciting?
No. I mean, maybe the cookie one when they had to like do what are the those cookies
called? Oh, the Dalgona.
Yes.
Or not the Dalgona. The what are those called? The sugar thing.
Yeah, I forget
the
name of it.
Where they had to cut the shape out of it.
Oh.
I feel like I Ramon would remember. Ramon, do you remember the name of the cookie on Netflix?
No.
Some good games when they cut it. We were all blanking out.
You gotta stop being so sensitive.
Me? Oh,
yeah, about the blood stuff.
I know. Ever since I was a kid, I cannot watch killings and stuff like that.
Did you all ever go to that Stranger Things, that the immersive experience? I forgot exactly what it was called, but...
No, I didn't go. Did you go?
I did, and I think you were saying, you gotta really be into the show. I thought it was kind of boring.
Kind of cheesy.
Well, I'm not a big Stranger Things fan. I just wanted to see what the experience was like, and
So Mercedes was right. It is Dalgona cookies.
Oh, it is Dalgona.
Yes.
Okay. I just remember the Dalgona coffee for during COVID. Everybody was making that Dalgona coffee. Do you remember?
Like, of course.
That was all people were drinking.
That and banana bread.
Oh my gosh. Finally this morning. So do you guys think that romance is dead? A quarter of Americans say they want to take a break from their intimacy, their intimate life. That's according to new research. Now,
those who have abstained from relations say they've done so for an average of 6 months, and 53% of them said it made them miss and appreciate it more. So it was almost like a reset there. The survey also finds that 3 in 10 people say real love is a thing of the past and romance is no longer valued.
Julian, as someone that's maybe looking for love, or what do you think about this?
Oh, you're looking at me. I don't want to look at it negatively. I think it's definitely harder, obviously, with so many different distractions. But at the end of the day, I think it's out there. I do think it's definitely more difficult. It's harder to find something that's really genuine. And when people say they want authenticity and they want the same thing, oh my gosh. I've met so many people that say they want that, and they really don't. Just say what you want from the jump.
What do they typically want, do you find?
You want to know the truth?
Yeah.
Degree.
Degree?
Money.
I thought you said degree. I was intelligence.
No. Like, you know, money.
They want, yeah.
There's nothing wrong with wanting financial stability, but maybe I think there's different ways to craft it.
That's like when I saw the materialist, that was the big thing, that the women wanted a guy that was tall, over 6 feet, and was rich. That was pretty much like the criteria. And I think you're right. I think a lot of people are looking for that, and then they're hoping the other good things come with it. But, you know, that stuff could always go away, and then what are you left with?
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
And I think just a lot of us are just short-sighted. You're talking about being short-sighted and just looking at the long-term growth and goals. Yeah, I think that's the big issue. But look, I'm not here to change anyone. You know what I mean? Just my opinion. And it is what it is. I just wish people would just present, you know, if you want tall and you want rich, just say it. It's cool. You just move on.
Oh, yeah, then that way I'm not wasting my time.
Right.
You know?
Yes, right. Exactly.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's time for Beat Mercedes. Can you guess the song faster than she can? Let's go.
Hey, Lisa, you're caller 20. You're playing Beat Mercedes.
Hey.
How you doing this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
Really good. We're ready to get a winner, though. We want you to win this $325 diamond pendant from Michael Eman and Diamond Jewelers. Just got to guess the song and artist faster than I can. You ready to do this?
I think so.
Oh, do you have help this morning? I hear another voice back there.
I have my son with me.
What's your son's name?
Everett.
Hey, Everett. What's up? Hey, okay, the two is better than one. Double your chances at beating me. I love it. Okay, I'm leaving the studio now. Good luck, Lisa and Everett.
Thank you.
Bye, Mercedes. She's leaving the studio. All right, Lisa, this is how Beat Mercedes works. You're going to hear the first 20 seconds of a song. Once you know the correct artist and title, you're going to shout out, "Got it!" Once we stop the clock, you got to give us, within 5 seconds, you got to give us something, okay?
Okay.
All right. The next sound you hear is the song, and that song starts now.
Four-letter word just to get me along. It's a difficulty. Oh, I don't know it.
I keep starting, you have 5 seconds. Keeping it together. People around gotta find something to say now. That's 20 seconds. Any guesses, Lisa?
I have no idea.
Did you have you heard the song before? Does it sound familiar?
I have not. It doesn't even sound familiar.
Oh my God. Okay, we're going to bring Mercedes in.
All
right. Lisa, you said you're on your way to work. What do you do for a living?
I'm a paralegal.
Oh, nice. Do you deal with any big cases?
We do.
Oh. I know you can't tell much about it, so I'm not going to say too much. Lisa, I'm going to put you on hold. Mercedes is back.
Hello, hello.
Hello. All right, you ready to do this?
I am ready. Let's do it.
All right, the next sound you hear is the song, and that song starts now.
Oh. Got it. Just had to make sure. The Ting Tings, that's not my name.
Ah. Okay. Kind of late for you, though.
Yeah, I knew it. I did know it, but I just wanted to wait till the audio kicked in because I wasn't 100%. But
smart.
Yeah, that was a long time.
7.5 seconds.
Yikes.
And you're correct. That's Not My Name by the Ting Tings is the song and title, or artist and title. Now, Lisa and Everett, they went the full 20 seconds and she didn't know it.
I'm sorry, Lisa. I think it's the TikTok advantage.
Yes.
I have heard this song on TikTok so many times, just not the beginning part. That's why I was kind of like, I'm not 100% sure. But
yes.
Thank you, Lisa. Thank you, Everett. You guys have a great day. And that means we just made this diamond pendant a little bit bigger. $350 from Michael Eman and Diamond Jewelers. And now you can hear the whole song start to finish. Ting Tings, that's not my name. It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1, it is Mercedes in the morning.
You know, sometimes I just wonder, in the past couple days, guys, why do these situations happen to me?
Life does happen to you, I've noticed.
It really does. And I'm not doing anything, you know, out of the ordinary. I'm just going to coffee places, getting food. I was in Chinatown yesterday, and I was at Lee's Sandwiches. They make a great banh mi. And so I'm waiting, getting the sandwich, and this girl comes up to me. She seemed harmless. Quite honestly, I couldn't tell if she was 17 or 50. I just couldn't tell by her face.
She sounded like she was Asian.
Yeah, she was. And I can say this because I'm Asian. But aside from that, she was very polite. She said, "Excuse me, can I use your phone to call my mom?" I said, "Say that again." She repeated herself, and I said, "You know what? I'll call your mom," because I was scared that she would take my phone.
Yeah, like get into your Venmo and send herself some money or something.
Oh, yeah, that, yeah. Or just take my phone and dip.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I she gives me the number. I dialed it, and it just went straight to voicemail. No voicemail. So I did it again. And I did it again for her. She didn't even ask. Okay. I did this voluntarily to let her know that I'm trying here. Because I did feel bad. And she goes, "That's okay. That's okay. And I said, if you want, we can try in a few minutes because I'm still waiting for the food, right? So a couple minutes passes by. And I see her. She's just, I mean, she's sitting right next to me in the, you know, in at one of the tables. I said, do you want me to try again? She goes, you don't have to. You ever have someone like kind of guilt trips you?
Like they want you to, but they don't want to ask you
right.
to do it.
Yeah. I don't want to bother you.
Yeah.
She probably had me all read up. She really kind of knew I was going to do it.
She was eyeing you when you walked into Lee's Sandwiches probably.
So I call and now it rings. Check this out. Nobody picks up. I do it again. Same thing. Nobody picks up. This whole thing is strange to me. I felt this made me feel even worse. And then she, here's the kicker. I'm always curious about people's psyche. She goes, that's okay. You know, you can, I'm just going to take the bus. I just don't want to because my feet hurt. She really doubled down on her feet hurting. She never asked for a ride. At that point, I didn't know what to say. I think I said, I'm so sorry. She didn't ask for a ride. I did say, I'm so sorry. I went outside. I put that on my IG story for anyone that saw it.
I saw it, and I'm screaming at you the whole time.
Everyone said, don't do it. I don't know why I did this. I walked back inside.
No!
I walked back inside and to just see if she was there, and she was. She was sitting there, and then I walked back outside and I left.
Oh, so you did.
Oh, you were going to maybe offer her a ride, but you were like, what made you say no?
I never said no.
I mean, to you. Like, what made you make the decision to say, maybe not?
Well, I mean, I guess uncertainty, and everyone in my DMs saying, scammer. Scammer. But I knew it in the back of my head. I just wanted to go back inside and just, I'm always looking for, like, reassurance. I don't know, you know? Maybe I wanted to look at the cookies. I mean, what can I say?
I think I love how kind of a person you are. You truly are the person that would like let someone have the last piece of pizza.
Yes.
You know, like you are that person, and I love that about you. But you also, you got to be careful. I don't want to even say just in this town. I just think in this day, there are so many scams out there, and I think you're smart enough to recognize it. I think that was your gut telling you, like, maybe not, but. Sometimes this town especially can be full of scams.
Yes.
And I don't want people to take advantage of your kindness now that, you know, Julian just moves here. He's happy. He's excited to start this job. And he's smiling at everyone, talking to everyone. And I just see like this sign above your head, like, pick me,
right.
You know?
Now, since it's so prevalent here, I got to ask, I mean, has that happened? Has a situation like this ever happened to any of you, anyone that you know?
Has anyone ever like fallen for one of those scams? 702-364-9400. We're looking back. You're like, man, that was so obvious. Like, why did I do that? I've been approached at the gas station before by someone.
Okay.
And I'll be there like filling up the car and someone will come up to me and say like, hey, my car broke down the way. I just need to get some gas. Do you have any cash? And I'd be like, yeah. So I like grab $5. I'm like, here you go. And they're like, thanks. But then I don't see them leave. Like they stay around. And the best part is like 2 weeks later, go back to that exact same gas station. That same person is there, approached me with the same story. Hey, my car just broke down. I go, it broke down 2 weeks ago when I saw you last, right? And they just walked away from me. Like,
yeah.
They
got caught up.
I don't know. You got to be careful with that
or
stuff.
Like there, I've heard of things around town where that similar situation as Mercedes, they're asking for money and people have seen them walk like a couple blocks away in like a BMW. Or like a really high-end car. So I just be careful around these parts.
Yeah, I've heard of these stories before, for sure.
Like the car that they drive is nicer than anything that you will ever experience. Mm-hmm. Let's talk to Victoria really quick. Victoria, good morning. Did you fall for a scam?
I did. I still kicked myself over it. It was at a gas station, and this lady was well-dressed, came up to me and she said, hey, can I borrow your phone a minute? I need to call my boyfriend. She went into my phone settings and she cashed up herself $1,000.
What?
$1,000?
$1,000. But luckily, I'm broke, so it didn't go through.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
The benefits of not having that money.
She was like, oh, sorry, declined.
She's like, of all the people I could have scammed, I picked the wrong one. Oh, I love you, Victoria. Thanks for that. Yeah, just be careful.
Yes,
we
for
just sure. love you. And we're actually sending Julie an out next hour. Don't let anybody scam you next hour. We send you out. This is going to be fun.
I got Ramon with me, too.
Yeah,
so.
Ramon, you got to teach him the ways being born and raised. You know, he's born and raised Vegas.
Oh, I know. I can tell.
I got you, bro. I got your back.
Security, buddy. Security.
It's going to be
top
fun.
Notch.
All right, let's do it. It is time to win. Time for the Mega Minute. And we've got your tickets to see New Kids on the Block. Their Las Vegas residency, the right stuff. It is kicking off this weekend, and we've got your tickets to check them out. Dolby Live, Park MGM on July 2nd. Not only will you get the tickets, but you will be entered into the grand prize drawing, which is two bar stool seats, on stage seating, and then two meet and greet passes. How cool is that? Caller 20, you are taking on the Mega Minute. You have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions correctly. You do that, and you are going to the show. Caller 20, you are playing right now. 702-364-9400.
Are you ready?
It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
Hey, Allie, you're caller 20.
Yeah. Woo.
Are you ready to conquer the Mega Minute?
I do it every morning. Today's not going to be any different, baby.
Oh, my gosh. We're going to get a winner today. I just know it. Okay, Allie, you know how it works. 60 seconds. 10 questions. Get them all correct in that time, and you are walking away with these tickets to see New Kids on the Block. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Allie, if you're struggling with the question, you can say pass. Or if you get one wrong, if there's time at the end, we'll go back to those questions. In the Mega Minute, it starts now.
On what holiday does the ball drop in Times Square?
New Year's Eve.
What letter comes before Z in the alphabet?
Why?
Yes. Who is your mom's grandma to you?
My great-grandma?
Yes. Which car company makes the RAV4?
Toyota.
Yes. Which rapper is currently on trial in connection to sex trafficking allegations?
Oop, he did it.
Yes. What U.S. state is considered a peninsula?
Florida.
Yes. What 98 Degrees member is also co-host of Love is Blind?
Nick Lachey.
Yes. Meg Ryan and Billy Crystal starred in which rom-com?
When Harry Met Sally.
Yes. Which singer sings Timber with Pitbull?
Not Kesha.
Yes, that's correct. What was the name of the volleyball in the movie Castaway?
Wilson.
Yes! For July 2nd, and not only that, get this, Allie, I think you should call your shot right now that you're going to win this grand prize. Two bar stool seats on stage, along with two meet and greet passes. You're in the running for that. Congratulations!
Oh my gosh, thank you!
Oh, thank
that
you!
That was incredible!
That just made my day! I am so happy for her. Oh, hang on the line, Allie. We'll get your information. If you're trying to win those tickets, don't worry. We still will have some more for you, but we have coming up next, we've got the Hot 3, and psychopaths are more likely to live in these four states. Consider this your warning, guys.
No!
Also, who's the next big music star that's going to lead season 9 of Fortnite Festival? And who are the top 5 artists that we like to work out to? All of that is coming up next in the Hot 3.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
All right, let's talk about psychopaths. This is really like eye-opening. There are psychopaths on the roads everywhere in America, I think, but maybe you want to look for psychopaths from these certain states. This new study looked into dark personality traits, and they found that humans can display different levels of those depending on their location. Specifically, the traits are psychopathy, narcissism, and Machiavellianism.
Ooh.
Machiavellianism.
Yeah, like Machiavelli.
Yeah, I don't know if I say that right. But yeah. And also, that's like being manipulative. And then also the desire to exploit others. So the study took place over 20 years, almost 2 million people, 183 countries. And what they found was in the U.S., there are four states that have the highest percentages of people with these dark personality traits.
Oh, boy, I'm nervous.
Texas is one. South Dakota. New York. And Nevada.
No!
We're one of the states with the most psychopaths.
But listen, Nevada is a huge state. Us Las Vegans, we're a little tiny little sliver of Nevada.
But we are like the highest populated area.
I'm trying to give us the benefit of the doubt.
And I love you for that. Ugh. So Julian's not here. We're sending him out and about, actually. We're going to have some fun introducing you guys to him. Don't be psycho. So when you meet him.
Please. Okay.
Okay?
No, just first impressions matter.
We're actually sending him to the Starbucks at Rainbow and Warm Springs right now with a bunch of mixed t-shirts. And we're gonna play a little game with you guys. So if you're in the area, make sure you stop by. We're gonna play a game in honor of the New Kids on the Block residency kicking off this weekend. So yeah, don't display any of those psychopath traits to him. You and I have been really trying not to.
We gotta give him 90 days, you know?
Exactly. Also this morning, let's talk about Bruno Mars. This is kind of cool. He is taking center stage for the next season of Fortnite Festival.
And oh, no kidding.
Yeah, and it launches today. He's the latest star to headline the event that follows music icons like Sabrina Carpenter and Snoop Dogg, Lady Gaga, a bunch of others. And so the new season is also going to include a bunch of Bruno Mars centered items, outfits that people, the skins that people can get their hands on. They're going to have, some of those include Bruno's collection back bling, the Die With A Smile Bruno outfit. Oh, from the video, the red and the blue
cool.
one?
That's cool. With the glasses
that
on.
That would be a really yes. cool outfit. Yeah. So also two of his most recent collabs, Die With A Smile and APT with Rosé, they're going to be available as jam tracks on this season. So that's kind of cool.
I love watching the Fortnite festivals. I don't play Fortnite.
They're so fun.
But my husband plays and he's like, babe, there's an Ariana Grande one. I'm like, oh my God. So we watched that one and we watched the Travis Scott one. And it's cool because like all the players, they have to go to a certain part of the map on Fortnite and they all gather around. They're all dancing.
It's hilarious.
Is it right?
Now, speaking of artists, let's talk about this. Oh, where would your workout be without a really good playlist? I mean, I can't work out without music.
Right.
I need to have something on in the background. And according to a new poll, the top benefit of music to a workout is that it increases your motivation. And then second, it reduces your boredom and it improves your focus. So they did this study to find out who are the top five artists that we work out to. Think about your workout playlist, what you have. Like, I have so many different playlists. I have, like, my hype playlist. I have my gains playlist.
I have
all, like, different things. But this is the order from 5 to 1, who we work out to in order, all right? And see if any of these are on your workout playlist. At number 5, we've got Beyonce.
Yes. Of course, that's on my playlist.
Yeah, you know, I think I have her on a couple of my playlists too, actually. The number 4 artist that we work out to the most, the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Okay. I couldn't see this on my playlist, but I can see it on other people's, especially if like it's high intense energy.
Like Give It Away now.
Oh,
I could
yes.
see that being a really good song to work out
to. Maybe not Scar Tissue.
No. Maybe you're doing yoga or something like that. Who knows? Number 3 artist that we work out to the most. Taylor Swift.
Yes.
I have her on very a lot of my playlists.
I for sure have Endgame, and I for sure have Ready For It.
Yes.
Ready For It is a good one to work out to.
That is a really good one. A lot of it is like beats per minute. Like, can you do something quickly to it? I like it. Okay, number 2 artist that we work out to. Metallica.
Yes.
I definitely have them on a couple of my playlists, especially when I used to run a lot. I I loved the speed that I could run to them because it wasn't like too much, but it was just like boom, boom. It just kept me at a really good pace.
I don't have Metallica on my playlist, but I can see why people do.
Yeah,
just listening to Enter Sandman.
Definitely. And then the number one artist that we work out to is Kendrick Lamar. He was number one on the list. Now, when it comes to genres, rock was voted the most motivating genre. Second was rap and hip hop, and then pop came in third. But metal and electronic listeners work out the longest. They work out for like 49 minutes. Metal fans are most likely to max out lifting as much weight as possible.
Do you dance or do you have any dance music on your workout playlist?
What do you consider like electronic music?
Yeah.
No, but my husband loves that kind of music. So
I was gonna
he
ask.
Listens to that for sure.
So when Matt posts on Instagram, he always adds a song to his post.
Yeah.
And I am so shocked by the variety of music that Matt chooses. Can I just say, sometimes I will get songs from Matt's post. I'm like, I'm adding that to my playlist.
Oh my gosh, he's like your go-to.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. If you are grabbing coffee this morning at Starbucks on Rainbow and Warm Springs, and a guy with bright blue hair starts humming at you, no, it's not a TikTok prank. That is Julian, our brand new co-host, and we are throwing him straight into the Las Vegas deep end with a fun game that we've come up with, all to pay homage to New Kids on the Block, their brand new residency. It kicks off this weekend, at Dolby Live at Park MGM. We've been giving away tickets. So Julian at the Starbucks at Warm Springs, at Rainbow and Warm Springs. How's it going out there so far, Julian?
It is going fantastic, ladies. Are you all ready or what?
We are ready.
We're so ready.
So we are calling this Hum That Tune Boy Band Edition to celebrate New Kids on the Block with their residency. So explain to everyone what you're going to do out there.
Okay, I'm going to break it down. I'm going to hum a very well-known boy band tune, just like you mentioned, and with my talented vocal ability, my vocal skills.
Yes.
And then they're going to have 5-10 seconds, whatever, to guess the song, and we're going to give them a Mercedes in the Morning Mix 94.1 t-shirt, assuming they get it correct. If they don't, I'll give them a hug or something.
Some people might want the hug more than the t-shirt, honestly. But here,
we'll
see. Yeah, so come down, and we brought a bunch of t-shirts, so we'll test your skills. Do you want to give it a go? Do you have anyone there with you right now?
I do. We have Jen. Hang on real quick. Give me 1 second. We have Jen in Spring Valley right now, and she's ready to go.
Okay, Jen, first of all, is this your first time meeting Julian, and what do you think?
Hang on real quick. Hang on. Okay, there she is. She's right here.
Jen, how's it going?
It's good.
Your first time meeting Julian, what do you think? Good addition to the show or what?
Actually, it's the second time I've met Julian.
Oh,
but
wow.
Mercedes, can I just tell you real quick? She had the audacity to say, you and I are the same height. She's 5'4". Yo, no, I'm being dead serious. I'm 5'6", y'all. 5'6". So already I want her to lose. I hope to God you lose, Jen. I'm going to say that right now.
That's Jen for you.
All right. Well, let's do it. Okay. We're going to play Hum That Tune, Boy Band Edition. Jan is our first contestant over at the Starbucks on Rainbow and Warm Springs. Okay, Julian, take her off speakerphone so she can't hear. We're going to give you the song just so you know which one we're going with here. Are you ready?
Hold on. I'm using Ramon's phone. Hold on, Ramon. Hang on.
Oh, turn it off.
He doesn't know how to take off speaker. Ramon has an Android, so we're all confused by Ramon's phone.
We're ready.
All right. So your first song that you are going to hum to Jan is this one by the Backstreet Boys. I Want It That Way. Okay. Are you ready?
Okay.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Hum that tune.
Yep. Ready. Okay. Y'all ready?
Yep, let's go.
Okay, hold on.
My God, I have it. I want it that way.
Bye.
Backstreet Boys.
Yes!
Yes!
Woo-hoo! We got it. Very good.
Great job, Jan.
Now, Julian, I'll be honest. I don't know what you did at the beginning of that. Like, if that was some sort of prelude or something. But once you got into the chorus of it all, I totally
yes.
could hear it.
You know what I did? I freestyled it. I got creative. That's what I like to call it.
I love it. Well, we are going to keep it up. You're at the Starbucks Warm Springs and Rainbow right now. If you want to win a mixed t-shirt, meet our new show member, Julian. Stop by and see it. Play a little round of Hum That Tune, Boy Band Edition. Do you have some more people that are showing up there, Julian?
Yeah, we have a bunch. A couple are looking at me. So I assume they're here for this. So yeah, give me a second.
Maybe they're just looking at you. Yeah. Julian's the one with the blue hair if you're looking for him.
So. Can't miss him.
Yeah, we'll check back in with you in a second. A more Hum That Tune is on the way. It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the Morning. And if you are in the area of Rainbow and Warm Springs this morning, we want you to stop by and say hi to Julian, the newest member of our show. We are throwing him straight into work here with a game we're calling Hum That Tune Boy Band Edition. He's out there. He's with Ramon. Ramon is out there. And we want you to pick up one of our mixed t-shirts by identifying the song that Julian will be humming to you. Since New Kids on the Block, their brand new residency starts this weekend, we're paying homage to all those great boy bands there. And let's check in with Julian right now. How's it going out there, Julian?
Oh, it's going great. You know, want to know what Ramon's doing right now?
What?
He's talking with the our contestants. He's talking about Labubus.
Oh my God! No, not him too.
Oh, Ramon is totally on the Labubu train. He and I are Labubu soulmates. We always talk about Labubu.
Oh my God!
That is so.
What world is this, guys?
No, right? Okay, so you're out there. You're going to be practicing your humming skills. You did pretty well on the first one. Our listener Jan guessed it. So we have new contestants ready to go. Who are you going to be talking to this morning?
We have Sharon and her daughter Aaliyah. They are super pumped. They came here just for this.
Okay. Ooh. So we want to get them a mixed t-shirt. They can't be right now, right?
No.
Okay.
No.
So we're going to give you your song. This is the song for Hum That Tune Boy Band Edition. We are going to go with NSYNC and we're going to go with this song. It's going to be me, okay?
He's getting his practice in right now.
All right.
I'm getting pumped, man. I'm getting so pumped. Okay, hey, I'm going to put him on speaker. Hang on.
All right, let's do this. It is Hum That Tune, Boy Band Edition. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, Sharon and Leah say, what up?
Hi, you guys. All right, it is Hum That Tune, Boy Band Edition. You got to listen to Julian hum the tune and see if you can correctly identify it. Are you guys ready to go?
Okay. Got him. Okay.
Ladies, are you ready to hear pure magic?
Yeah.
Okay. Y'all ready?
That's the best boy song, right? Yeah, I'm ready. Come on, Aaliyah.
Come on. Give me the tape. Take it up or out. It's at the end. Keep going. What do you think I am?
Can you do the dance,
Julian? Do you know the dance?
I am doing the dance, guys. I am. Okay, hold on. I'll do the beginning for you, okay? Okay, hold on. One more second.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Boys, right? No.
You're so close. Keep going.
The
Jonas Brothers? No, you're not even now.
Ask them, what do you say on April 30th?
Okay. Oh, NSYNC.
And the name of the song?
What is it?
The name of the song? I do know.
Wait.
Well, okay, look. They got the group. When you think NSYNC, what are their hit songs? How about that?
Now it's like our age.
Tell them April 30th. What do you say on April 30th?
Say that again, Mercedes.
April 30th?
Everybody says it.
April 30th.
Come on, Sharon.
Everyone says it.
Come on. April 30th. Oh, no. They're not going to get it. I don't think they're going to get it.
We're gonna get it.
Tell her the answer, Julian. Tell her.
We tried.
It's okay.
It's okay. We
tried. Yeah.
It's gonna be May. That's what we say on April 30th.
It's okay.
Give him a t-shirt anyway for coming out there to see you, Julian.
Thank you, Sharon.
It's okay. You know what? Ladies, just so you know, it really was at the tip of her tongue. And, you know, we get brain freezes all the time. I get them daily, so it's all good.
No, that is like a way of life around here, so we totally get it. But the cool thing is that we have determined that Julian's humming is just Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry, Julian. You still did great, though. We love you.
We love you, Julian.
Thank you.
Come back to the station. It's gonna be May. That's so funny. It's hard to understand humming.
Yeah, it is.
I feel like la-la-ing is much better.
La-la-ing?
Like if we did la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Don't you feel like that would have been better?
I do. Maybe we should send him out next week and do the fa-la-la-la-las with the boy band edition.
Oh, we could do Christmas carols in the middle of July. I like that. It's Mix 94.1.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Anthony, you are caller 20.
Yeah.
Hey. Are you ready to play Heads Up for Shakira tickets?
I am.
Okay, here's the deal. We've got three categories for you to choose from. Do you want to go with loop-de-loop, veggie tails, or raw fish?
Do loop-de-loop.
Loop-de-loop. Okay, this week is National Roller Coaster Week. So these are all things that are associated with, like, amusement parks or things you would find in an amusement park, okay?
Okay.
Okay, let's do this. We just need 6 and 60 seconds. That's all we got to get. You ready?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
All right, guys, your 60 seconds for Heads Up. It starts now.
This is a sweet treat you might get there. It's pink and fluffy.
Cotton candy.
Yes. You might ride this. It goes around and around in a circle. Santa Monica has a big one of these, the pier. And we have one. Oh. It's called the High Roller at the Link. This is, I'm going to pass that too. You drive these and you hit each other on purpose. Yes. You walk in these and they're really spooky and around Halloween. Yes. You might sit in one of these with someone you love and take pictures. It's a what?
Motor boat?
Yes. This is a snack you might eat. You might dip it in mustard. It's on a stick. It's
corn
a
dog.
Yes!
Nice! Wow!
Yes!
Oh.
Anthony, you are on fire. Nice job. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Oh, thank you for listening, Anthony. We love that. You are going to see Shakira. That show is going to be so good. June 28th at Allegiant Stadium. If you haven't seen a concert at Allegiant, it's an experience, and she's going to be fantastic. So, Anthony, you are in for free. Congratulations on that. And make sure you keep listening. We've got a lot coming up on the show this morning, including the Hot 3 in just a couple of minutes. Right now, Leona Lewis, it's Bleeding Love, and this is Mix 94.1.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
There is nearly $7 billion worth of homes just sitting on the market right now here in Las Vegas. This new report came out. About $6.99 billion in homes were up for sale at the end of May, which is... it's part of a much bigger national trend, because I guess nearly $700 billion worth of homes are for sale across the U.S. right now, which
wow.
is that's the highest dollar amount that's ever been recorded.
I mean, honestly, as a renter right now, and I've been renting since I lived here in 2019, it's hard for me to finally make that transition into buying, just because with the economy and the tariffs, everything that comes with it, it's a scary big step for me and my husband.
But you want that to be the next step eventually?
Eventually, yes.
Yeah.
But just looking at the world, I'm like, but when is that going to happen? I don't know.
The interest rates are crazy right now.
Yeah, I'm really surprised, actually, because and I don't know how, I don't have enough stats, but I know, I always heard that a lot of people are moving in to Las Vegas, right? So automatically I'm assuming, well, then prices probably wouldn't be too negotiable. But now it seems like it's a buyer's market.
Yeah. Well, they say the realtors are saying that the market is actually finally stable, because it used to be just all over the place. But the sellers are really getting nervous because things are not moving as fast as they used to
sure.
move. You know, you would literally put it on the market 3 days later, you sold your house, and that's not happening as much anymore.
So if you had to take a guess, would you say it's more of a renter's, you know, it's a good time for people that are renting opposed to being an owner of a home?
I think that's the best option for a lot of people right now, just because A, interest rates are really high.
Right.
To B, the houses are expensive. They're really expensive. Like, I'll look at what some of the houses in my own neighborhood are going for and what I paid for them, and I could never afford the house. Let's talk to Nancy. She might have some good insight on this. She's a mortgage lender. Hey, Nancy, what's your take on this? Good morning.
Hi. So I have actually been a professional mortgage lender for about 5 years and a homeowner for about 10 years. I have a firm belief that as soon as you can enter the real estate market, you should. Because that house that I bought 10 years ago, it's doubled in value.
Yes.
Yeah.
And literally, like, whatever you're paying in rent, if you pay a little bit more, think of it as, like, that little bit is instead going towards your value, like your equity.
Nancy?
And so it's really just a mindset.
Can I ask you a quick question?
Yeah.
You'd even say at this period right now? You know, I mean, with interest rates the way it is, yes. I mean, everyone has a different situation, yes. Right? Okay.
Yes, because the value, especially in Vegas, home prices are only going up. So, like, the best time to have bought a house is 20 years ago. And the second best time is right now. You can always refinance.
Yeah.
But you can't go back in time and get the home for the value that it's at now.
Let me push back real quick. I'm not an expert, but people think when you refinance, the whole refinance deal, I get that. I've been an owner before, just FYI. And number one, there's time involved and there's cost involved. So it's not like you can refinance and it's free. It's not that easy of a process. I'm just saying.
It is. I mean, there's a cost, but it's not an out-of-pocket cost because you can roll that into the loan itself.
Okay.
That's what I did. Like, I refinanced our house like during COVID, and when Nancy, you probably remember the mortgage rates then were like 3%. They were like 3%. So now they're like what, 7%, 6.5%, something like that.
Yeah.
And so we were like, should we refinance? We're like, no. Why would we want to pay more interest? But you just wait until they come down. But I agree with you, Nancy. You pay that little extra now, but guess what? Your $500,000 home or your $300,000 home, that's going to be worth $400,000.
The investment.
So, like, pay it now while you can. And yeah, your interest rate may be a little high right now, but when they go down, redo it, roll those points into your mortgage, and you're going to be good to go. Mm-hmm.
Gotcha.
Good to go.
Gotcha.
Yeah. This has been your financial update.
I feel like we're doing NPR
or something.
Seriously.
All right. Also this morning, Kelsey Grammer. You remember Kelsey Grammer from Cheers?
Yes.
He is set to become a dad at age 70. Yeah.
Wow.
He and his wife, Katie Walsh, they're going to welcome their fourth child. This is going to bring his total count to 8 kids. They say he's thrilled to finally have time to fully enjoy being a father all again. And he's really supportive of his wife during this pregnancy, which was unexpected, but that it reignited a spark in their marriage that they both needed. So
do you think that there is ever an age that's too old to have kids?
I don't ever want to judge that. Like, it's just, well, who am I to say? And the only thing I think is, you know, unfortunately, that child's probably not going to get to spend a lot of time with him.
Right.
I mean, he's 70 years old. And that's just reality. That's not being dismissive or anything. But he also or she will have the mother, and the mother is a lot younger. And, you know, just to have any time. I'd take 10 years over 0 years. You know what I mean?
Gosh, I'm thinking about this. Is it fair to the kid, though? Think about it. You just said Kelsey Grammer, 70. When the kid's 18, he'll be 88. Who knows if he's going to be alive or not? Let's just be honest. And then Al Pacino, I'm thinking, he had his fourth child at 83. I mean, don't want to judge, but you see what I'm saying? The kid, obviously, you want to be there for your child, and you want to see him or her through their stages in life.
I agree, but then, so what is your solution? Just you shouldn't be allowed to have children, or what?
I don't have a solution. I just give opinions.
Yeah.
Sometimes they're baseless.
There's not solutions. There's only opinions. I don't know how it's going to end up or what's the right or wrong thing.
Well, what do you think? Do you think that's too old to have kids?
I don't. And I say this because my dad had my younger brother at 57, I believe, older, I believe. And he's, my brother's now 15, whatever. The math is basically he had my dad had my younger brother at a very older age. Mm-hmm. And my dad was worried. He was like, oh my God, when my son's 18, this and that. And now he looks back and being like, it made me want to be a better person and get my life together as far as health goes and my goals go. So I think sometimes it's better, or whatever stage you are in your life, it's only going to benefit you in that stage of your life, regardless of age.
Like, that's even fair. If you have them for a shorter period, it's still going to be a benefit to mm-hmm. you because you, yeah, no, I totally get that. Yeah. Finally, this morning, there is a restaurant that is really having a moment right now. Chili's is thriving. The casual dining chain, they just posted a 31% sales jump in Q1 of this year, which surprised everyone in the restaurant industry. So the question is, how have they made this resurgence? How have they made this comeback? And they say that it's actually turned into a really cool indie spot instead of being known as a national chain. And they say there's three elements here. They have a secret menu.
Oh,
and the buzz on the secret menu has been a big thing. They rolled out a Nashville hot mozzarella stick, which is basically a spicy cheese stick.
But yes,
did you see that?
Yes, I've tasted them. They're good.
Is it good?
Yes,
really?
They're good.
They said no Super Bowl ads. Instead of doing Super Bowl ads, they went viral using TikTok influencers. Mm. They had them doing all those cheese pull videos,
yes!
And that's how they got talked about. And the third is the triple dipper play. Mm. This was huge. The secret that this ended up being the big thing, the triple dipper appetizer, which is, you know, you pick the three items in this appetizer, and it was a huge upsell. And basically they're saying, this is a good lesson for us that you don't need glossy ads and you don't need like hyped up Super Bowl commercials. You just need to bet on that organic hype to get things going.
Couple small changes and brand new Chili's.
Yeah.
That's what it speaks to me, right?
Have you seen the cheese pull videos that people are doing at Chili's?
No.
People are going to Chili's, getting those mozzarella sticks, and they'll bite into it. And the longer that the cheese pull goes, it's like, oh my God, it's hyped. Or if it's small.
I love watching cheese pull videos.
Look at her eyes.
I know.
If we had video on this, look at her. They're so big. Guys. See, I don't know. I just think, to me, the whole time you're talking about this, I'm thinking, guys, it's just a regular cheese stick. They put some spice on it. They put a cool name on it. Have some TikTok influencers talk about it and see how long the cheese pulls for, and boom. It's the same thing.
You're taking the hype out of it. That's what it's all about.
The Gen Zers are into it. Like my kid, she goes out with her friends and they go to Chili's. And I'm like, why Chili's of all places? And she's like, the triple dipper. Like they take photos of what they got on their triple dipper. And it's like, it's a thing. Huh. Like it's huge.
Okay. I love Chili's. I would love to go on a morning show like trip just to go to Chili's.
You remind me of Oprah when she talks about how she loves bread. You know that clip?
Of course.
This is Steph and her love of Chili's. So instead of Oprah just saying, I love bread.
I love bread.
It's Steph saying,
I love Chili's. Yes.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. I am just going to say it right now. Love Island is pure chaos. And you guys, I know you guys are not watching the show, so I don't want to like bore you because I know how it is when someone talks about a show that you don't know and you're like, okay, yeah, whatever. But let me just tell you something. And if anybody is watching Love Island right now, what are your thoughts? 702-364-9400. You probably on social media seen some posts about
it.
Yes. And have you seen
I saw your reaction last
oh
night.
Oh my gosh, last night.
Can I just stop you right there?
Yeah.
You're actually motivating me. You're doing the exact opposite. You're motivating me to watch it. So I'm really thinking about like taking a night and watching this freaking show.
I have mixed feelings on you being influenced by me on this show because it's got me in a chokehold, I will admit, but at the same time, it's like so frustrating. And I'm sure you've probably heard the name Hudda be mentioned during in this. And Ramon and I were messaging back and forth about Love Island last night. And I think you wrote in all caps, I hate Hudda.
I hate her so much. I hate her eyebrows. I hate her face. I hate her eyelashes. And whoever likes Hudda, I hate you too.
Tell us how you really feel, Ramon.
Man, I could go on and on, but there's not enough time on this show. I hate... She is so demeaning, so controlling. She... Like, for what? Her partner, Jeremiah, did absolutely nothing. And she goes on and, like, eavesdrop when he has conversations with the boys. And she just... She... She gives him the bird. She calls him every name in the book.
Oh, my gosh. Like, you weren't holding back. You thought that.
I'm so upset.
I'm so glad you kept it tame, because what he was saying in our DMs last night, I posted a picture of me watching it last night, my eyes, like, wide open, and my DMs exploded, and everyone. So I am not the only one who thinks she is manipulative and controlling and verbally abusive and a hypocrite, but it got me thinking, like, about toxic relationships and, like, why people stay in them. Or have you ever been in that one toxic relationship? And it doesn't even have to be a romantic relationship. It's just like, maybe it was a friendship, or maybe it was a family member, and it's just toxic. And it made you question your sanity. Like, what is the most toxic relationship that you've been in, and why? And looking back, how did you not see the red flags sooner? It gets me every time, like Jeremiah, like, how is he not seeing what we're all seeing?
I don't know, because I agree with everything that Ace and Nick are telling him. He's like, bro, you have blinders on. You're not looking. Come on, what are you doing? Because I agree. There's times in episodes in the show where he doesn't even look like he's enjoying his time.
He,
like,
hates being there.
Exactly. Like, he's not. Yeah, he's not talking to. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
He's fired up. I love this part of Ramon.
Now you got to go start watching it. You know why we're both so fired up about this show.
I mean, I think about my relationships in the past, and I was in a really, really bad toxic relationship, and I think the reason why I didn't leave is because I thought that he would change. I thought, because, you know, he's going through stuff with his family, and I think that, like, I always gave him the benefit of the doubt. I loved him, quote unquote, and I just look back and I saw every single red flag. My parents would tell me, my family would tell me, my friends would tell me they hated the guy, and I still stuck with him because I thought that love would change him.
Yeah.
And I thought that love would prevail. And I think that's why maybe people stay, and maybe it's just the comfortability of knowing, like, this is all I know. Why would I want to leave? And I can't. I don't know how to leave mentally.
I think that the last thing that people want is to be changed, but you think, I can be the one
maybe
to do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just so frustrating. Do you ever feel that way?
I do. I'm on the tip of my tongue to share, but what the heck. This was not a romantic relationship, but I did do a radio show a long time ago, and I'm just as fault as the other person, but we definitely weren't fans of each other for other reasons. But, you know, it was so toxic that, you know, when we talk off the air, you know, and this is each other, we would say, why did you ask that, or why did you say that? It was almost like personal, like, each of us thought that we were saying it intentionally to try and spite them. Does that make sense?
Yes, yes.
And for me, I mean, for me, honestly, it was just, I just asked to ask. It wasn't that deep for me. But hey, you know, I'm guilty too.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to get too specific. But, you know, that was definitely very, very toxic. And it was not healthy, for sure.
I think that the fact that you can admit, like, hey, you know, I was part of that, and I made mistakes too. And I would say, sometimes you get in a relationship with someone and you know it's toxic, and it's just like the never ending cycle. Like,
yes.
No one breaks it. So it just continues and continues, and it almost snowballs and gets bigger, you know?
Sure. That's exactly what happened. It wasn't toxic from the beginning. Everyone had the, you know, what's the word I'm looking for?
Like, intention?
Yeah, best intent. Mm-hmm. Best intentions. But it just ended up being that way through the course of time. Like any romantic or non-romantic relationship.
Yeah.
You find out things about each other, then you start to judge. You know, repetition happens, etc.
I like how you're keeping it nice. You're like making sure that, you know, I don't want to say anything specific, but whatever. But, I mean, look at you, Ramon. Tell us how you really feel about Huda.
Dude, they've known each other for like 10 days, and it's like, oh, I even hate her name, Huda. What is that?
No, me neither. Ramon, can I ask you a question?
Yeah, of course.
The whole time, because you're so passionate, I love it, and I love conflict too. Maybe not as much as you. do you care the fact that the whole thing is probably stage, man? Like, she's an actress.
Oh, that's fine with me. I'm there for the sexy booties, the makeout sessions. I don't care. This is how
we do. Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.